What happens when two people of different backgrounds sit down face-to-face and interview each other? This summer, in partnership with StoryCorps, as part of the One Small Step project, Utah Public Radio has been recording these new StoryCorps-style interviews. From travels to the far corners of the state, including Blanding, Moab, St. George, and Vernal, we now invite you to listen in on some of these thought-provoking small steps.
When Steve McIntyre and Mon Gregory sat down with One Small Step, they found their life experiences as liberals living in predominantly conservative neighborhoods had taken them down two very different paths.
Well, when I moved to Beaver Dam from Manhattan, I'm very different. And there is no doubt that I'm regarded as an exotic.
Yeah.
I think most of the people in my neighborhood are Trump supporters, but they know that I ain't. But, you know, out of politeness, we never discuss it. I mean, if I say something that's a little forward, they just let it slide.
Really? So there's no real tension there?
There's no tension at all.
Wow.
None at all.
Wow. I'll tell you a story. I started putting up a Black Lives Matter sign on my lawn. It was a summer where there were like three murders of African-American young men. So I decided just for every time that happens, I would put the sign up for a week. And my next door neighbor was really unhappy. He started yelling at our dogs. And I went out to bring the dogs in, and then he started letting me know what he was really upset about. And I'm not proud of it, but I started yelling back, and he thought I was being really disrespectful to police officers. I was trying to explain how that's not the case. And so I went home, and later on my husband came home. I told him what happened. He said, okay, I'm making brownies. We're going next door. We're going to be good neighbors. You know, you don't have to agree politically, but you know, you can't be yelling at each other across the fence.
Right.
So he did. And of course, the wife was really nice about it, and he was just kind of, So we went home, and then about 10 minutes later, they came over and knocked on our door. And by that time, he had mellowed, and we ended up having like a 20-minute heart-to-heart.
And is he still living next door?
Yeah. And we get along famously. Yeah.
Wow. Where I am, I get a pass. It goes back to me being an exotic in a small pond.
But you're not hiding it. People know.
Not hiding it at all. But I think that they're holding back. So if I put that sign on my lawn, I know that people would be discussing it in their living rooms, but nobody would say anything to me about it.
Do you think that's partly because it's a smaller place where you are, that people sort of have to be a little bit more careful with each other?
I don't know that they're careful of each other. I think that they're careful of me because I'm this outsider.
Okay. So we have a bumper sticker. We made it up. Right now it says, so you knowingly voted for a vulgar, lying sexual predator, ? How American is that? A guy knocked on the car window just the other day and just said, I wish I had the nerve to do that.
Well, it does take a certain amount of nerve to do that. I don't have the courage, really, to put a bumper sticker on my car. Even though I have fiercely held beliefs, I don't want to share them with a cop who's pulling me over.
Yeah, I know. I do worry about that. To me, it's the issue of invisibility. If you don't sort of stick out make it known, then you become invisible. This morning, a guy honked at me, and he was waving. And I thought, oh, that's nice, a friendly wave, but he was waving his Make America Great Again hat. So I just kind of wave.
Steve McIntyre and Mon Gregory were recorded in St. George. More of these interview stories of steps along the way as Utah Public Radio was on the road can be found at upr.org.